Good morning, Power Hour Nation. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and riding shotgun here in the dark, dark corner of the office.
Still haven't got out.
Is Uncle Kevin.
Morning.
Good morning, Uncle Kevin. How are you doing today?
Excellent. Another great day in America.
Are you doing a little better now that Trump did his speech?
Oh, yeah. Excited.
We'll have a clip from that here in just a second. Later on the broadcast, Regina and Brugia. About fluoride free from Dallas. Regina is a firecracker. I love Regina. She's convicted. Remember how we talked about conviction?
Mm-hmm.
What is the number one ingredient for success? Obviously, we'll talk about faith. Faith is going to be one thing, understanding faith. But besides that, what is the number one ingredient for success right now?
Conviction. Without a doubt.
She is the definition of conviction. Yeah, she is the walking embodiment of conviction. And
we need people like her.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to have her here in about 30 minutes, so really exciting.
Excellent.
Sherilyn Wyeth, know the name, know the person, know the name, know the spirit.
Yeah, that's always fun.
She's going to be on.
Always fun.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, look, we want you to call in 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. That's the phone number. You can do your name. You know that. We do have a little, it's a long story. It's another just result of being in this industry, fight on our phone lines. That's a long story, but we can only take one caller at a time.
Carrier pigeon.
Yeah, or carrier pigeon. So either way, so you can email support@powerhournation.com. It's much easier if you call though. So as soon as somebody hangs up, then call right back in. I apologize. We're getting this fixed, but that's the way it is. Please be a little patient, and please do call. As soon as you hear somebody hang up, somebody call, get right in, and as soon as you hear somebody hang up, you can call right back.
There you go.
And, I appreciate your patience on that. So we'll get to the news and then Regina here in just a little bit. We'll start with a clip. Now, for people who, don't know what's been going on, Trump did the State of the Union speech. Mm-hmm. We talked about that. Pretty good detail yesterday.
Yeah.
Or the day before. Yesterday he had a luncheon. It was his prayer breakfast.
Prayer breakfast.
Where he extemporaneously or whatever, I'm sure it was on purpose, but he broke into a basically response to the whole acquittal thing.
He couldn't hold back.
Well, and I don't blame him.
I don't blame him.
I don't blame him at all, to be honest. Here's kind of a mashup. I mean, he spoke for about an hour, but here's a little mashup. I think this is kind of good. Give you a little flavor of how it went.
This is really not a news conference. It's not a speech. It's not anything. It's just we're sort of, it's a celebration because we have something that just worked out. I mean, it worked out. We went through hell unfairly, did nothing wrong. I've done things wrong in my life, I will admit. Not purposely, but I've done things wrong. But this is what the end result is.
He's holding up a picture of Washington Post. Yeah. And it says, Trump acquitted.
It was evil. It was corrupt. It was dirty cops. It was leakers and liars. And this should never, ever happen to another president, ever. We were treated unbelievably unfairly. And you have to understand, we first went through Russia. It was all bullshit.
Whoa.
So we had a campaign. Little did we know we were running against some very, very bad and evil people with fake dossiers, with all of these horrible, dirty cops that took these dossiers and did bad things. They knew all about it. The FISA courts should be ashamed of themselves.
They should be more than ashamed. I'll get to that in a minute.
Jail.
And then we ended up winning on Russia. It should have taken the one day, as I said, and it took years. Then Bob Mueller testified. That didn't work out so well for the other side. And right at the beginning, he knew we were right, Mike. And I appreciate it very much.
Talk about Mike Lee, Senator from Utah. Been on the show
and tell him,
too.
I'm sorry about Mitt Romney. I'm sorry. Okay?
I think Mitt Romney's sorry.
They're vicious and mean. Vicious. These people are vicious. Adam Schiff is a vicious, horrible person.
Gargoyle.
Nancy Pelosi is a horrible person. And she wanted to impeach a long time ago when she said, I pray for the president. I pray for the president. She doesn't pray. She may pray, but she prays for the opposite. We'll probably have to do it again because these people have gone stone cold crazy. But I've
these people won't stop. They will only be stopped. Remember that.
But what they're doing is very unfair. Very unfair.
There's kind of a little,
little taste
of it. Well, your impressions, I thought it was important. I thought it was pretty stunning. You know, he popped out Bravo Sierra there. that was crazy. Anyway, your impressions that you have of it.
I loved it. You know, and I'm surprised he was so calm. 3 years of getting pounded like that, I thought he was going to rip somebody a new one.
Well, I think for a president, that probably is kind of, you know.
Oh, yeah, for a president,
Well, the other things he said, he talked about Romney. I don't know what Romney's endgame is. I mean, there's obviously, he's got a connection with Ukraine. You know, there's the meme going around. It's got a picture of Joe Biden, John Kerry, Nancy Pelosi, and Mitt Romney, like in a Brady Bunch kind of, you know, four square thing. And it says, what are the odds all four of these have relatives working for Ukrainian gas companies?
Yeah, 84 billion to one.
Yeah, what are the odds of that? You got a better chance getting struck by lightning twice.
Exactly.
If it's just chance, you know, so is he forced to come out on this? Is he, you know, he's obviously running Bain Capital. I do not like to use the word hate. I abhor Mitt Romney.
I'll use it. I hate
the guy. Well, I know you will.
Hate the guy.
He said the most evil thing I've ever heard a politician say in public came out of Mitt Romney's mouth when he said corporations are people too.
Mm-hmm.
He's Bain Capital all the way. He's connected George Soros at the top, the Wall Street money, all these things. He is establishment rhino as establishment could be, and he's a snake in the grass. I know what Nancy Pelosi is, or at least I have a fairly good sense of what she is.
She's a snake less in the grass.
Well, whatever. She is what she is.
Yeah.
But Mitt Romney coming out and actually pandering.
Saying that he's a Republican.
Well, conservative. The party, you know, I'm sick of this party. Yeah. We got to get rid of these party designations. But for now, yeah, you're right. Trump actually helped him get elected in Utah.
Yeah.
And he turned his back on him again. I mean, it shows you what a slime ball he is.
And he gave his support when he was running for president.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Romney asked for it, and he said, sure. No questions asked here. I'm supporting you.
Now, the biggest thing out of this whole speech to me, what do you think the biggest thing?
Well, I like this one. I have a little quote here.
All right, go ahead. And this is
from Trump in that same speech. If I didn't fire Comey, we would never found out this stuff. And he was talking about Page and Strzok and that other stuff. Because when I fired them, the sleaze bags all broke out. All hell broke out. They were ratting on each other and running for the hills. And then he says, let's see what happens. It's in the hands of some very talented people. He's talking about John Durham. And let's see what's going to happen.
So this alludes to the fact there may be some arrests.
Yes.
Well, I've said 100 times. I just said it here just a second ago. They will not stop until they are stopped.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And the only thing that's going to, you know, he said, we may have to do this again. You're darn right. Nancy Pelosi, they may come right back up and have another impeachment hearing.
Bring up another phony witness.
Another phony nonsense
thing. Now some lady's going to probably come up and say she got raped or assaulted or something.
He raped me. He raped me.
Yeah.
You know, so try to destroy his popularity with women cause doubt. He almost has to, and I know the Department of Justice and whatever, he has to arrest people. They're emboldened.
Yeah.
You know, when they'll just keep doing it because there's no consequence.
No consequences. Yeah.
Maybe, now it seems like America's turning on Nancy Pelosi for ripping up that, speech.
And
this is turning.
She broke a statute. That's against the law what she did.
What?
Ripping up that speech.
Why is that against, why is it against the law?
That goes to the Trump's, what is it?
Library?
Library.
Whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's nonsense. Who cares?
I'd arrest her.
You'd arrest her for makeup, makeup.
Yeah, you put your makeup on crooked, Pelosi, you're gone. You're out of here. See you in 30 days.
The biggest story, the biggest thing out of all that, when he talked about the FISA courts. He talked about the FISA courts, the corrupt FISA courts. They should be ashamed. No, they shouldn't be ashamed. Yeah. They should not be ashamed. They should not exist.
Right. They should be
the Bill of Rights guarantees and the Fourth Amendment protections. This is why we talked about it. You want to know why the Bill of Rights is important? Oh, we don't need that. We can go around. No. Do you understand that this would, none of this would occur if the Bill of Rights was followed? Correct. They wouldn't have any of these secret, quote unquote, phone calls, these secret, surveillance. Yeah. Oh, we can, you know, blah, 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 blah.
And you see what happens when they do it.
Yeah, you see how they use it?
You see how they use it?
It's power. Information is power. Your privacy is power. And when you give that to them, then they can use it when they want to. And do you trust the government now? Do you trust these people? Our founders never trusted government. They never trusted any government. I mean, I hope everybody understands that. They didn't just distrust British government.
No.
They distrusted
everybody.
Government, power, period.
Power corrupts, and absolute power absolutely corrupts.
And so the power was always supposed to be held in the people. That's why the Bill of Rights is so sacred. So, again, another example. If the Bill of Rights was followed, we wouldn't have these problems. And last thoughts on any of this before we move on real quickly?
I enjoyed it.
All right. For now, let's move on. I think it's a good summary. It's a victory lap. And I think America, it's a lot of independents and a lot of even longtime Democrats have.
Well, tell that story about the old lady that was the Democrat for 40 years.
C-SPAN.
Yeah.
C-SPAN. She said she got in a lot of callers after the State of the Union, and when they saw Pelosi rip up that thing, people were going, I mean, they were getting, they were longtime Democrats, at least they said they were. They certainly seemed like, C-SPAN's very liberal network, so I don't doubt it. But most of the callers were very, very upset with the way
Pelosi
and the Democratic Party's handled this. So, you know, maybe things are turning as far as just the way he has been treated, whether you like Trump or not. This you can't have this.
Can't do it.
Whether I don't care if it's Obama or who, you can't have this.
Can't do it.
Let's move on to Mayor Pete, who somehow miraculously gained about 10 points in the polls overnight or in about a week, which is a pretty big accomplishment.
Sanders is disputing that.
Oh, it's a joke. And then he comes out, well, looks like we won. Oh, because you knew the results? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, here's an interview with him on The View about abortions. And this is Meghan McCain. This is about the best thing that McCain has done in about 20 years, I think.
So I was really surprised. I saw an interview you did on a radio show where you were talking about abortion. Okay. And I think it's got a lot of play in conservative media, conservative circles, where you were talking
about, including right here,
your quote.
Yeah.
There's a lot of parts of the Bible that talk about how life begins with breath. So even that is something we can interpret differently. It obviously, in my circles, was passed around everywhere because I think the interpretation from pro-life people like me was that you meant a baby actually being born. And then possible, you know, there's a lot of controversy with Governor Northam and what it means and what time a woman should be able to have an abortion. I just wanted you to clarify because I found that statement to be pretty radical.
Well, great question. Pretty radical.
Yeah.
To start with, babies in the womb, they breathe. They just breathe amniotic fluid.
Yeah.
To start with.
Yeah. They do everything. They play cards in there.
Well, Uncle Steve, your brother-in-law, who's also a pastor, he made a point that's so simple. I didn't even really think about this. Talk about, you know, is it a baby? Is it not? A fetus is part of human development. So is it a human? Yeah, that's part of a human development.
Yeah.
Part of human development is a fetus.
Beginning.
You don't become an adult until you're a fetus, right?
Exactly.
Anyway, let's continue. Let's hear Tenpenny Pete's response here.
Tenpenny.
I'm just pointing to the fact that different people will interpret their own moral lives, and for that matter, interpret scripture differently.
All right, notice how he's going to start talking about, well, we interpret things different, and this is a question of interpretation. You see, this is the trick, the great master stroke that the abortion industry has done. That they've taken all this discussion that we're having, it has nothing to do with the fetus.
Nothing.
Nothing to do with the baby.
Interpretation.
Nothing to do with the human. Has to do with interpretation, feelings, of choice, and all that. The discussion is never about
killing somebody.
Yeah, killing the baby. Anyway, let's continue.
We live in a country where it is extremely important that no one person have to be subjected to some other person's interpretation.
Okay, he's going to continue on. He's going to get a big cheer. I want you to flip this all on its head. We live in a country where we're not open to interpretation. What do you think the baby thinks, the fetus thinks? I mean, this is like the height of hypocrisy, to sit there and lecture us about morality and choices that we can't be defined and dictated to by other people's moral and opinion. And so obviously he's playing on that. Religion has a bad rap. Religion has a oppressive nature, and people don't like to be oppressed by religion. So he's playing on that. What about the baby being oppressed by the abortion doctor, by the little claw that comes up there and kills the baby?
Yeah, I agree.
I'll just continue. This is how sick our society and twisted has gotten. Let's continue to listen.
Of their own religion. I know we're not going to...
Partial birth abortion is
a... Religion. This is not a religious...
Yeah, right.
He's trying to make this, this is about interpretation of the Bible. This is religious opinions. We can have different religious opinions. Do you see how he's doing? This guy's slick. I mean, I'm going to have to give it to him. He's pretty darn slick. And so that people like this, you got to confront, you got to get, it's Donald Trump, the Bravo Sierra. You got to get right through the Bravo Sierra and get right down to the thing. Megan jumps in here.
Don't let him get away with any. Nonsense.
It was coming up, and like I said, Governor Northam, it was a huge controversy when he was running for governor. And I think people, even Democrats, and there are a lot of pro-life Democrats in the country, want to know exactly where your line is, because you will be the president.
Good question.
Right.
Great question.
My point is that it shouldn't be up to a government official to draw the line. It should be up to the...
So there should be a government official shouldn't draw the line on life or protection of life or murder.
They do if you kill an older person. They draw a big line. You go to jail for a long time.
Usually.
Or killed.
Yeah, usually.
Yeah.
Who's confronted with the choice.
Confronted with the choice. You should always see again, they're throwing that choice in there.
Invoking infanticide after a baby was born, you'd be comfortable.
Does anybody seriously think that's what these cases are about?
Think
about the situation.
You're damn right that's what it's about, Pete, you moron. Because Governor Northam got on the radio and said, we're just going to keep the baby comfy, and there's a discussion will ensue. Remember that?
I remember.
That's exactly what this is about, you moron.
Yeah.
Roe versus Wade supposedly made it legal in America, which, I mean, that's debatable. And supposedly that under 24 weeks, you can have an abortion. Right. You can kill this fetus. Let's say it like it is. We can argue about a lot of things. You can kill the fetus. Can we agree that that's what's going on? You can extinguish the fetus. Okay? That's what they're saying.
Bingo.
Now they're saying the baby can be born and you can extinguish the baby.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what this is about, you moron.
Yeah.
I guess.
If this is a late-term situation, then by definition, it's one where a woman was expecting to carry the pregnancy to term.
Oh,
then she gets the most, perhaps, devastating news of her life. We're talking about families that may have picked out a name, maybe a sample.
Okay. I want you to look what he just did and think about this. He tried to talk about how rare a situation this is.
Mm-hmm.
How do you really, Megan? Do you really think this is about these babies being born and then being killed? Yeah, that's exactly what it's about, Pete. God, I'm gonna be cussing like Trump here in a second. So then he flips it, Megan. This is about a woman who was anticipating taking this child to term. And then maybe got some of the most devastating news of their life and now has to make this choice. You want to talk about a rare situation? That's a rare situation, Pete. That's a needle in a haystack kind of situation,
exactly.
Pete. That, what are you talking about? You can obviously see how the Democratic Party is getting behind them, how corruption is getting behind them, what the election in Iowa, this was a total fraud. Total fraud. I'll say it. I try not to be hyperbolic about things. Total fraud.
They ran that election just like they ran Obamacare. About the same. You can keep your doctor. You can. Prices aren't going to go up. All of the above.
A crib, and they learn something excruciating and are faced with this terrible.
What they just learned they're pregnant? They just learned there's a baby inside them?
She got fired at the taste of freeze.
About what they should do. I just know that I trust her and her decision.
You trust her? To kill somebody?
Again, this is such hypocrisy. They talk about trust. Okay. When, especially, by far, the most of the abortions are basically de facto birth control. By far. It's not even even talking about. It's de facto birth control. The mother's scared or whatever and doesn't want to deal with the baby, so I want it to be gone. She's talk about trust and responsible decisions. You trust her decisions. Well, most of the people who get abortions already don't trust their own decisions. Because they've made decisions.
Decisions already.
See, some people think there should be no abortions, period. And I respect that and I get that. Mm-hmm. My idea, my principle, just so everybody knows, is you have choice.
Yeah.
So when there's some sort of force, some sort of rape, I mean, I don't like to talk about, I mean, this is a family show. When there's some sort of rape, there's no choice. You're taking away choice.
Right.
So in that case, I feel like there should be options. Let me put it this way. I feel like the woman should be able to make that decision because she didn't make a decision before. To me, that's a valid argument, at least logical.
Yeah, I agree.
But I got bad news, so now I want to kill the baby inside me. I don't like my choices. I'm irresponsible about my choices. I want to, no.
Before that, you made a choice. Stick with it.
Medically or morally, isn't going to be any better because the government is commanding her to do it in a certain
way. I respect the
command. Government commanding her? What are you talking about? Government commanding her? Do you see how they twist this? He twisted this to now the government is commanding her. The government's forcing her.
Yeah.
Do you see? It's not no more that the mother's forcing the baby to extinguish their life. Now it's the government is evil now forcing that poor mother. Poor mother with that terrible news, and her life is being turned upside down, and now the government is forcing her to have a baby.
Yeah.
Do you see how lunatic fringy people are? Here's Megan's comment at the end. It's fantastic.
Oh, wow.
I'm from it. This is going to hurt you in the middle of the country with the Republicans you're trying to win.
Darn right it is.
This is a hard line, and quite frankly, that answer is just...
The hard line is...
as radical as I thought it was. Sorry.
Good.
That's right. There's the music. Oh. Boy, that timed out perfect.
Sure did.
Sorry, getting so upset. There's a few issues. I just can't... The deceit and deceptiveness just drips off this little peckerwood.
All the Democrats. Obamacare. You can keep your doctor.
Anyway, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Regina on the other side.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you so much for your support lately. We deserve it. We need it, obviously, to keep going and have the great guests that we have at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Some great interviews this week. Grown by Nature products, all the coronavirus prevention products. And that thing, we didn't talk about that a lot in the news, but there's, I'm concerned. I'm not trying to hype this to sell stuff. Look, just get prepared, okay? And their vitamin D, magnesium, zinc, selenium, oregano resp, purely C, all these things are extremely important. The cell membrane, like Cherry Rogers, phosphatidylcholine, the vitamin E, the full spectrum that we sell, multivitamin, potassium, magnesium, all these things are essential. If you don't get them here, where are you going to get them? Because you don't get them in your food anymore. Numana Food Storage, also on sale, and the Strauss Heart Drops, the Strauss program. I'll talk about this next hour. I want to get to the guest. I don't want to take any more time away from her. But that's thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Our next guest, it's been a while. It's been way too long. I mean, I could say that about a lot of people probably. It's too long before we have people like this. I called her the Queen of Conviction this morning. And, boy, she's a firecracker. Regina Bergia, she has worked for Safer Water for quite a while in there in Texas. DallasForSaferWater.com. DallasForSaferWater.com is the website she's promoting. Why do we need fluoride in water? We don't. That's what Regina says. So she's here. Regina, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, Daniel, good to hear your voice and glad to talk with you. And thank you for having me on.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a while since you've been on. We got a lot of new listeners. Give us a Reader's Digest clip of who Regina is and what you're doing about the water there.
Sure, I will. Okay, in 2013, up until then, I had a group called Activists for Truth. And so I would be trying to expose truth about a lot of different things. And in my group, I realized a lot of things we were trying to fight on the federal level. And it was like, it's too big, it's too hard, and you get disgusted, and people were kind of quitting, thinking you can't make any change. So I said, hey, let's go for the city government, you know, and let's you know, go. But everyone there, they didn't even know who their council member was. So I was like, okay, we got to get started. How do we work this? But let's have a project on something we can win at, you know, while we're doing this, not just learning, but a project. And at that time, because I grew up knowing fluoridation and fluoride was not good for you, because there is absolutely no need to take fluoride. There's not one process in the body that needs fluoride. So I thought, win-win. And there's just so many things on our side and nothing on their side. For 50 years, nobody has fought it in Dallas. And I thought, good, we got it. So we went there very excited to think that once they hear this, they will decide they want to be heroes and they're going to turn off the tap, the easiest thing to do. 5 years later, 6 years later, here I am still fighting this because of the status quo, because of the people don't want to be labeled kind of thing. And we still have the facts on our side, but it's a bigger battle than I ever thought it was going to be. But it's the one that I'm going to fight to the end. So that's why you call me the one that's going to continue, because I am. That's the
very
story,
good.
I think.
I think that's a great description. Let me ask you a couple questions about fluoride
sure.
in general. What is it about fluoride? I mean, dentists swear. I got in-laws who are dentists, and they think my wife is a lunatic for even questioning fluoride. What is it about fluoride we need to be concerned about?
Well, you know what I'm going to do, too, because Catherine had asked me if there was anything I would want to post or something or give her that she could put a link to. I have a less than 3-minute YouTube link that was a little snippet from the town hall we put together. And Dr. Osmondson came. He was a 35-year dentist, and he's also got a degree in public health. He believed fluoride was good. He gave fluoride tablets. He thought every time, like a dentist, like your wife's family there, he supported for, and for 4 years, people like us kept coming to him and telling him. But he was busy. He had a very, very good practice, and he did not look into it. Until he had time, he looked into it, he could not believe that he was wrong. It took him a year to face and that he was wrong, that he had done this. And what he says in this 2.5-minute video is that when he was looking in people's mouths, he thought he was seeing that people using fluoride had better teeth, and the non-fluoridated people came in with crappy teeth, right? But what he really was seeing is more affluent people have better teeth because they have better diet and better hygiene routines. So he had learned in school that fluoride is good. Let me get back to why you say, why do they think you need fluoride? Fluoride really does calcify, but it calcifies your bones and your pineal gland and your thyroid because it's the action of fluoride. It binds with calcium things, you know? So what you end up having is your bones do get harder to the point of brittle, okay? And that is the same thing that's happening with your teeth. Now, there is only one function that creates what's called fluorosis of the teeth, and that's an excess of fluoride in your body. So there's nothing else that can cause it. And when they first started fluoridating, they were looking at how this could harden the teeth, reduce cavities, and maybe under 10% of the people might get a little excess, okay? We are now looking at over 41% of adolescents have fluorosis to the point where
wow.
these children
are
going to need...
Where do you get that stat from before we go further?
Well, I tell you what, and Catherine was so wonderful to put it in her underneath my name, fluoridealert.org, okay? You can go there and... The WTO has all the statistics on the fluorosis problem in our world because, especially too, at that time, fluoride wasn't in and on so many things. So, you know, it's used as a pesticide. It's in many drugs. It's found so many more places. So it's chronic. It's terrible. And the dentists, they're profiting in the long run. The ones that know how to do veneers and all that stuff because the teeth actually explode. Like, it's not just like filling a cavity. The teeth are in worse shape when this fluorosis takes over. So that's something you can talk to your family about, or your wife can show this. It's less than 3 minutes, and this guy is up there humbly saying, I was wrong. And he made a graph. It's a PowerPoint, and it's really powerful. So.
Catherine, if you're listening, Catherine, get that. Will you send that to Catherine, if you will, Regina?
Yes,
and we'll
will.
Get that up
sure
posted.
Will.
Maybe we'll send an email blast out about it. I love 2 or 3 minute things that are powerful like that.
I know.
People could just, instead of trying to argue with somebody, here, what do you think of this? That's much more effective. There's a quote by Thomas Paine, probably the most important book ever written in American history, is Common Sense, written by Thomas Paine. He says a long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right and raises at first a formidable outcry in defense of custom, but the tumult soon subsides. Time makes more converts than reason. I think this is exactly what we're seeing here.
There's,
you know, it's like everything's pushed. Everybody, they got a white coat. They got a degree behind their name. They all tell us the fluoride is good, and we've had it in here. What's the problem? We have for 50 years. What's the problem now, Regina? I think that's what you're fighting. Are you fighting other things like money, towns getting money, these kinds? Is it more than just custom or what we're used to?
Through the years, people have said to me, follow the money, see what you think, and blah, blah, blah. I'm not that person. I don't do those things good, and I'll say, why don't you do that and help give me the information? But I do know it's somehow linked to health, county health, and that maybe there's a caveat of them getting other money, but you have to make sure you follow these protocols because this is deemed as a health initiative. What do you call it, though? Police powers under kind of like how they do for contagious things, that it's for the benefit of the public kind of thing.
Whoa.
And that if you're following, that's how it was originally put in there because it's for the health of the public, okay? And that's why they're covered for lawsuits and things like that, because this is an initiative that has been deemed as good and that there might be some fallout from it, but nobody really gets any fear from continuing it because of this. It's covered under the Police Powers Act. Dr. Osmond talks about that also. I can send a small clip about that one too.
Yes.
But go ahead.
Mm-hmm. That sounds a lot like vaccines, kind of the justification for vaccines. Are you familiar? I don't, you know, obviously we weren't planning on talking about vaccines, but are you familiar with that Supreme Court case? I think early 1900s, 1905, maybe there. It's a, I want to say it's Jacobson versus Massachusetts. I could be wrong. Are you familiar with that case at all?
Not really.
Okay.
You know, I'm a good supporter and advocate to do things, but I'm horrible at names and dates, just like quotes and stuff like that. I get the general idea. I know what I'm doing. I'll point other people to get the details. But go ahead.
Well, this is about vaccines, so I didn't really expect you. I'm sorry. I didn't make Regina. I didn't make you to look like you're ignorant, because you're not ignorant at all. This is about vaccines. There's a case, 1905, okay. Jacobson's. I think it's Jacobson versus Massachusetts. And basically, the Supreme Court ruled that for the public good, that these towns can force vaccination. That it's a utilitarian argument. Okay, the government, for the greater good, is making a utilitarian argument. This is the same argument in the 20s that they also used. They carried that forth to say, okay, now eugenics is warranted. Margaret Sanger saying black people are weeds and eugenics, and the experiments that went into the Tuskegee airport, the Tuskegee Airmen, excuse me.
Yeah.
So it's the same attitude that's really the core of vaccines. We sit here and argue about on the surface, really underneath, the government is telling you that we know better than you. We can make decisions for you because you're stupid and we need to look out for your best interest because you don't know it. That's basically what they're saying.
Exactly. And some people truly believe that. Some people believe,
they
wouldn't do it if it was bad. I mean, they're looking, and how terrible you are if you're going to try to rock the system. You're a nut, you know? You're someone who is just thinking, you know, conspiratorial, or why would you think somebody would do something like that, you know? And then
what do you say to people?
Go ahead.
What do you say to
go
people
ahead.
When they say that?
Well, it's funny. I've actually talked about the Tuskegee experiment, and that was all covered, and that it was the MMA at the time, or it's like the AMA, was coming out saying that, no, we're not doing anything wrong here, you know? So I do bring up past situations that people trusted this stuff a while ago, and look where we are now. Now the truth comes out, you know? And that, what else do I say? Well, the thing with fluoride, I can easily say the facts are on our side. You know, we have lots. Right now, there's 64 IQ studies And actually, wow. JAMA, you know, the Journal of American Medical Association, youth or whatever you call it for children, has not wanted to admit it. And the editor has never, ever made this note. And what he said was, I did extra studies on this because I knew I was going to get fallout from it because fluoridation is such a controversial subject. But I have to put the facts out. At the levels that people are drinking tap water, it could potentially lower 5 IQ points in mothers that that drink the tap water, and that their children would have a five point lower IQ. So it's not a conspiracy thing. It's facts. We have science. They don't have science. They have what are those things called where they repeat them over and over? Propaganda or whatever.
Fairy tales.
They have fairy tales. They just fairy have tales. Something that's been repeated so long, just like, you know, Thomas Paine says, it gets repeated so long, just like they'll say, it's one of the top 10 health achievements in the 20th century. Every city council person knows that statement, you know. But
well,
we're in the
depending on your perspective,
for one thing.
It depends on your perspective. You know, if you're trying to control the population and dumb them down, then like, yeah, they're
amen.
Like, yeah, this is an achievement
look
for us.
Look how effective this is. Yeah,
yeah, look
right?
how effective
right?
this is. We're all about solutions here. There's a couple of solutions. One, if you don't have a water filter and you're drinking tap water, what are you thinking? Please consider this very strongly. There's a lot of products out there. We carry the DuraFlow water filters. They fit in the Berkey. If you have a Berkey container, Aquarain container, or whatever, with any of those containers, these filters will fit in there. They work the same way. Gravity-fed DuraFlow filters. We have them at the Power Mall. They are the best. I'm in the preparedness industry, food storage industry. I've seen them all. These are the best, and they get rid of fluoride. It is very, very hard to get rid of fluoride. Mike Abbott did an extensive study about these, and these are one of the only three filters out there that he even approved that yes, they do get rid of fluoride. They get rid of fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, why wouldn't you dump your tap water in some sort of filter system? The other is iodine. Dr. Group has been on a lot. Talk about the iodine that we offer. There's a lot of good iodines out there, but iodine helps decalcify the pineal gland. So I just wanted to put that in there. I don't know if you had any other thoughts.
No, you're right. As far as, yes, there's also reverse osmosis or distillation. And, of course, right away people want to scare you, oh, but distilled water, it doesn't have anything in it. Well, guess what? You can buy the liquid minerals and put it in there, you know?
Nothing is better than fluoride, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. And really, when I was a kid, and I'm 63 years old, we always distilled the water back then. Us kids, it was one of our jobs, you know, filling it up and getting a little basin and pouring it out, you know, and stuff like that. So once the initial cost of a distiller or something is not that much, and you just keep it in a glass bottle and blah, blah, blah. And so there's that and whatever. I'm trying to think. Just what, like you say, go ahead.
Let me ask you about what you know, you're in Dallas, which is a big city. Obviously, the bigger the city, the more bureaucracy you're dealing with. But a lot of other places around America, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Tampa Bay has turned off fluoride. There's other places that have that this movement is gaining steam. What successes have you seen?
Well, since 2010, there's been 407 communities. I think I'm right about that. It's over 400 communities have stopped fluoridation.
Wow.
It's coming along. And you're right. The smaller the community, the better. Well, there's some pretty moderate communities too. Like, well, all of Israel stopped fluoridation in 2011, I think it was. 11, 12. The Minister of Health.
Is that true?
I don't remember her name. Yeah. Oh yeah. True. 7 million people in Israel. She banned it for the whole. See, what happened was there was a controversy because some people are like, well, okay, we'll do it by community, just like how we do in the U.S., you know? It's not a federal thing. It's a local thing, right?
Right,
and
right.
then she got mad because they were kind of picking on the whole issue, and she said, fine, I'm banning it for the whole country. Now, I had heard, she was like in there for 2 years, that when she was leaving, they were going to put it back in. I do not see it on any of the lists that they are fluoridating as the whole country. So it could be it came back in where it was communities could decide. But I thought that was pretty cool. And maybe it was 2014. It was during the time that we've been fighting this. So it probably was 2014, 15. I know.
And she
if
was
you go
the...
on my website, you'll see it there. Go ahead.
That is a big... That, and what's your
That's
website
fantastic.
Again? What website?
It's Dallas for safer with an R, like you said, saferwater.com. Dallas for saferwater.com.
That's a big deal.
It's a very big deal. Yeah. And there's Portland, Oregon. You know, they've been fighting to put fluoride in their water, and they have such wonderful water. And again, it was put up for the vote during this time. I've been fighting this, and 64% of the people said no. So they've always won that fight. But believe me, the bad guys, you know, that's something that I know off air we had talked about. When you fight these things, the bad guys, I call them the bad guys because this is how I talk, but, you know, the ones that are pro-fluoride necessarily, I don't even believe that a lot of them believe in the benefit of fluoride, but they're the promoters of it, okay? And one more thing, you said money. There is somebody making money on this. The people that are selling the fluoride to the cities, to the places that are using the fluoride, because this toxic substance is the byproduct of the phosphate and other industries. It's a waste product that they cannot easily get rid of because you can't put it in the water, you can't put it in the land. But if you turn it into a product, you can sell it for fluoridation. So that's important because, you know, they don't want that to and because of the industries that use fluoride in so many things, I don't believe they want the stigma put on there that fluoride is bad because it's used in pesticides, and then it opens the door of people literally, broadly knowing how bad fluoride is. So that's the money factor there. Now getting back to, and I lost my train of thought. What was my first thought?
Well, let me jump in there. I don't want to just gloss over how important this was. There are certain paradigm breaking statistics or facts. When you said the head of Israel Health Department banned fluoride for the whole nation, that's a paradigm breaking fact, because we're under the perception that, oh, the general trend, the consensus of opinion of intelligent professional people. Mm-hmm. Well, this just tells you, no, that's not true. The head of the health for the whole nation of Israel got rid of it. So no, there is not a consensus.
Absolutely. And 97% of the world does not fluoridate. It is not common. A lot of the places, other countries that had fluoridated, they've stopped. And a long time ago, in Japan, they stopped. I mean, it's like countries that had done it stopped. In Scotland, they stopped. And they've seen a great improvement in the dental health of their children. And this is really big, and I'm talking about this to my counselor right now. All the stats are there. Go to Child Smiles. Okay, Child Smiles program in Scotland. It's their website talking about Child Smiles. They implemented this, I think, in 2011, something like that. And they're talking right on there, the statistics of how it's gone down, how their children's teeth are healthier. And basically what it is initiating toothbrushing at a young age, you know, and explaining good health. And, you know, it's more a government intrusion than I would want, you know, but it's a country that already does it anyway. So, but they go in and they help the nurseries to have time for the children to brush their teeth. They, in other words, they require them. It's a requirement put on these schools and the nurseries to start early development with dental hygiene. Okay. What? So, but they stop fluoridation and they know that drinking it is a bad idea.
What's it like to start this task to pick a, you know, a city council like Dallas or big cities or small city or whatever? What's it like? How do you start doing this if you want to do this where you're at and you've got to go and confront these councilmen or give them information? I mean, what's that whole process like? What would you suggest for other people?
You know, before, since I knew I was going to be calling in, I was thinking about that. And I do want to encourage people in their areas to just find out when does their council meet. I mean, especially in smaller communities, there's not as much protocol to the whole thing. Some of the city councils meet weekly. In my city, you know, because it's such a big city, you can only speak one time every 30 days, okay, and you only have 3 minutes. But I bet you in the majority of the people's communities, it's much, much more accessible than that. Find out who your council person is. You know, if you're in their district, they're going to listen more to you than somebody else that may even know more about fluoride, you know. Find out, you know, so go in there and find out. Maybe they already know about fluoride. They just don't want to stand up or haven't had anybody to pressure them on it. And just look into how your process is going, then go into them not angry or accusatory or thinking that they're trying to hurt people. I even believe that you should do that with the dentists also. A lot of them are misinformed, just like Dr. Osmondson. When he was telling people and he believed it, just like your in-laws, they're not bad people. They're just misinformed, you know, and
you don't know
stubborn.
My in-laws, Regina.
Stubborn.
How can you say that? You don't
know
them.
I know that they're dentists and they're not wanting to listen, so I can guess.
You don't know what kind of people my in-laws are. They're great. No, okay. My in-laws are great. I'm just kidding. From your experience, as you confront, maybe that's the wrong word, as you interact with these commissioners, are they surprised by this information? Have they thought about this before? Is this totally radical to them? What's their kind of state of mind?
Well, when we first started, it was different than now. And plus, that's the other thing. Everyone has to know that your council isn't the same people all the time. They're usually elected every 2 years, and you got a new, fresh person to start with. We had some very staunch people that were pro-fluoride, and they probably, some of them would be the ones of follow the money, if you know what I mean. They were heavy-duty lying promoters of fluoride, because this one guy, we had many people write letters, doctors and this and that and this and that. And so we had the record of how many people were writing letters. Well, he told his city council members during a very big meeting before the vote, I have hundreds of people telling me pro-fluoridation. Well, I did an open records request after the vote. It was had to be after because it's after he made the statement. He had 13 people, and he had hundreds saying, don't fluoridate. So he was in it to really promote it. And so do I hear music?
You do. DallasForSaferWater.com. DallasForSaferWater.com. Regina, it is an absolute pleasure. What are you doing? Get some information, ladies and gentlemen. There's lots of studies. Here, you want to study? Boom. Here's a study. Harvard, JAMA, whatever. Boom, 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 boom. Let's change this. The truth is winning out. Stay there, Regina. Sharon Lynn Wyeth on the other side.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com. Paramall.com today.